New York, AP, a new year is the time to set new goals. Yet studies have shown that most people don't tend to uphold their New Year's resolutions much past the first month. In an attempt to reframe the thinking around New Year goal setting, a new wellness trend has popped up online. It's called the Winter Arc. Here's what to know. What is the Winter Arc? The goal-setting challenge was created online by fitness and wellness influencers, so there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach or standard definition. There are over 400,000 posts on Instagram with the caption hashtag WinterArc, and almost 600,000 on TikTok. For many of those trying the trend, the WinterArc involves utilizing the cold, dark earlier months of winter to turn inward and get a jump start on their goals, with the intent of having them in place by the time January 1st rolls around. It's also meant to encourage participants to be extremely disciplined and rigid with their goals since it's a shorter period to get them done rather than an entire year, or indefinitely. Laura Galib, an influencer and the self-proclaimed CEO of Glow Up Series, posts videos to her social media accounts talking about her Winter Arc experience. She used the time to commit to walking every day, journaling, and sticking to her skincare and wellness routines. "I found it very transformative both mentally and physically," Galib says. "The consistent movement helped me stay energized and the structure made the season feel a lot less heavy." How can you participate? Although some say the Winter Arc Challenge can begin in October, it's never too late to start. According to Alex Rothstein, an exercise psychologist with the New York Institute of Technology, the best way to dive in is to carve out time each day to work on your goals. "If you make sure to actively plan and schedule each commitment," Rothstein says, "you will have an easier time adhering to the program." He also recommends setting reasonable, realistic goals that are achievable from day to day. Recognize that if unforeseen circumstances cause you to miss a day or miss a specific goal in a day, it does not mean you failed the entire process, he says. You should be willing to pick up where you started the next day. Galib recommends finding ways to make fitness cozy and convenient in the cold winter months. If the thought of heading to the gym in freezing weather is demotivating, consider at-home workouts or joining a heated indoor Pilates or yoga studio, she says. Another tip is to reframe movement as self-care. "Winter is tough on your body and mind, so I treat my walks or workouts as part of keeping my overall mental and physical health in check." To recap, set realistic, attainable goals. Plan out your routine and find the time in your schedule in advance. Be okay with missing a day, giving yourself the space to pick up where you left off. Find cozy and convenient ways to stay active in the colder months. What's the point? Elliot Berkman, a professor of psychology at the University of Oregon, says that goal progress, rather than simply goal attainment, is psychologically beneficial. He says it can provide positive emotion, a sense of purpose and meaning, as well as agency and autonomy. When it comes to goal setting in a short, specific period of time, like the Winter Arc, he says those parameters can be helpful. Putting a time bound on a goal can improve the chances the goal is achieved. It's easier to maintain motivation if you know that you get to stop at some point, as opposed to feeling like you need to keep up the hard work indefinitely, which can be demotivating. Some on social media have made comparisons between short-term fitness challenges and crash diets, with the idea being that once the challenge stops, one could return to unhealthy habits. But experts say that's not necessarily true. If the challenge is used to help establish new and healthier habits for long-term health and wellness, then the challenges are exceptionally useful to help guide and motivate to create these changes, Rothstein says. He recommends making a plan toward the end of the challenge to continue keeping up with your goals in an attainable and realistic way. Bridget Brown, The Associated Press.